Well, the focus of world golfing attention this week is well and truly on Shinnecock Hills on Long Island, just outside of New York City, where the US Open, the second major of the year, will be staged. And what an event it's shaping up to be, not only because of the quality of the field, which is understandable given that it's the second major of the year, but also because it's a golf course that's a little bit unique as far as US Open venues are concerned. And interestingly, it's the only US Open venue that has in three separate centuries held the US Open. Back in the late 19th century, 1896, the second ever US Open was staged at Shinnecock Hills and has subsequently held three other US Opens. So this will be the fifth US Open to be staged at really what is a links-style golf course. I suppose the term links style comes under a bit of scrutiny at times, but when you consider that this golf course abuts Long Island Sound, it'll be exposed to wind. The forecasts this week are for winds that are not going to be all that gusty and strong, but they're going to be strong enough to make a difference. I don't think there's any doubt about this. And when we've already seen the length of the rough on the fairway is relatively wide for a US Open, but if you miss these fairways, it's going to be all sorts of trouble that you'll be running into. There are just so many of the world's leading players here. In fact, nearly all of the world's leading players, current leading players, are in the field. But I think we can try and narrow this down to just a few players to at least give some sort of a chance of getting a return. I know it's always difficult to back up from one week to next as far as winning tournaments are concerned, but it's really hard to go past the world number one and the favourite for the tournament to be the likely contender on Sunday. Dustin Johnson, he's got a great record in this event, hasn't he? He was second in 2015. He won it in 2016. He's in great form this season, coming off the back of that fabulous win last week in Memphis. And there's a lot to like about Dustin Johnson's chances, and that's almost stating the obvious, but why don't we state the obvious? I think Dustin Johnson deserves to be the hot favorite to win this tournament. He is exactly that. And I think he's going to give this tournament yet another run, given his great record, not only at US Open venues, but indeed at British Open venues. You could argue that this is a golf course that has similarities to many of the British Open venues. I think Rory McIlroy's recent form suggests that he's going to be a pretty good chance. This will be his 10th US Open. Admittedly, he's missed the cut in his last two outings at the US Open, but it should be a golf course to suit his game. Let's not forget that amazing win that he had at Kiawah Island at the PGA Championship several years ago on a layout perhaps not dissimilar to this. He has played very well at the Open Championships in recent years, and he's playing well of late. A couple of very good finishes at the British or the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth and also at the Memorial Tournament. So Rory McIlroy gets my nod as the second player behind Dustin Johnson in terms of likely chances. I really feel Jason Day is priming or peaking for what could potentially be his second major championship. If he was to do it, he'd become just the second Australian to win two different major championships, other than David Graham, who of course won the US PGA Championship and the US Open in 1981. So I think Jason Day, who's got such a great record at the US Open, that started back in 2011 when he debuted with a runner-up finish to Rory McIlroy at Congressional. And since then, or including that, there have been five top tens in seven starts at the US Open. Two of those finishes being runner-up. He loves the big stage, Jason Day, no doubt about that. He was a bit ordinary at the Memorial Tournament at his last start, but in season 2018, he's had two wins. It's been a great year for him, and judging by his comments earlier this week at press conference, he loves the golf course that he's seen for the first time this week. He's in outstanding form, his game is in great shape, his mindset appears to be very good, and if he's fit and healthy, then Jason Day has to be some sort of a factor this week. I think if you were trying to find some value away from the more logical contenders, then I think maybe the South African Brandon Grace is some sort of a prospect in that regard. He's been fifth and fourth in two of his last three starts in this particular event. He was third in Dallas recently, a last round of 62 there, at the AT&T Byron Nelson suggests that his form is in pretty good shape. He'll be at longer odds, and I think if you're looking for a player for longer odds, then he falls into that category. I know I haven't mentioned Tiger Woods, but I will mention him. I don't quite know whether he's capable of winning at this stage. We know that he's capable of winning US Opens. He's already proven that, hasn't he? But I think Tiger Woods is probably the one mystery in this week's field, and you couldn't leave him out. You can't dismiss champions. I think he's got to be some sort of a chance of contending at some stage. Whether he's going to contend right through to the finish line remains to be seen, but he does add a different dynamic and a different element to the golf tournament, and I'm sure he will be of a lot of interest to most golf fans as to how he's going to go this week. Of the other Australians, apart from Jason Day, I think Mark Leishman, he's a big event player. He's become a big event player, hasn't he? We've seen him with good finishes at the Masters, a good finish at the Open Championship a couple of years ago when he lost the playoff. This is the type of layout you would think, and the wind's not going to be a factor for him. He comes from Warrnambool on the southern coast of Victoria. Those issues won't bother him. He's played well this season. Once again, I think he's got a very good chance of potentially being the leading Australian if Jason Day falters, and certainly in perhaps even a contender for the title. Adam Scott played his way into the tournament late in the piece. He seems to be warming to his task. He's been building continuity. He's played probably more ahead of this major championship than he has in many other seasons. And he does have a reasonable record at the US Open. Perhaps not as good as some of his other major championships, but he just seems to be putting his game together at the moment. And this might be a reasonable week for Adam Scott. There are six other Australians in the field, nine in total, which leaves a pretty good chance for an Australian to have a good week. But you'd have to think that it's going to be between Jason Day, Mark Leishman and Adam Scott to be the leading Australian. So that's the US Open at Shinnecock Hills. I personally can't wait for the tournament to get underway. I'm just really excited to see how this venue plays out as a US Open Championship venue. We've seen a couple of strange situations. Back in 2004, it was a bit of a debacle the way the golf course was set up. The USGA took the tournament and the golf course to the limit, and they overplayed it to a large extent in that regard and came up with a bit of egg on their face. I think you'll find that they'll present the golf course as a very, very fair and strong test this week, but I think it's a bit hard to go past Dustin Johnson as the potential winner of the tournament. While most of the attention is on the US Open, there is an LPGA Tour event being played in the United States this week. The Meyer Classic being played in Grand Rapids in Michigan, where Lexi Thompson and Aria Jutanagan will fight out favoritism for the event. Aria Jutanagan, because of the form she's in at the moment, she's won two of her last three starts this season. She's back to number two in the world behind Inbi Park. But I guess if there is a concern about Jutanagan, and it's not a great one, the fact is that she hasn't played all that well here. She's had a best of 18th and three starts in this event. But the form that she's in probably makes her the favourite ahead of Lexi Thompson, who has had a great record in this event. She's been second, fourth, and a winner in her last three in this event. She was fifth at the US Open, which was an improvement, admittedly, on her earlier starts in the season. But after what had been a very good start to the year, she just went off the boil for a little while. But that fifth place at the US Open suggests that she's finding a bit of form ahead of an event where she's had a great record in. And I think Lexi Thompson deserves to be the co-favourite with Aria Jutanagan, although most bookies would suggest that Jutanagan is the hot favourite. I think a few players for longer odds stand out for me. I think Carlota Segunda, the Spanish golfer, has been seventh and second in just two starts in this venue, or at this venue, excuse me. She has played well of late, also being third at the US Open and 10th the previous week, and then she was 11th and 12th in two earlier starts. So Segunda appears to be warming to her task as an LPGA Tour player, and I think she commands quite a bit of respect this week given her form on the golf course when she has played this event, and that she's in such good form at the moment. She's around about $29 at most betting outlets, and I think that represents pretty good value. Suo, the Australian golfer, seems to be building to her first win on the LPGA Tour. She had a good week last week. She played well at the US Women's Open. She was fourth in this event last year. And she just seems to be putting it all together of late. And I think Suo deserves consideration as a potential winner of the event and certainly as the leading Australian. I think also Se-young Kim, who was fourth last week, fourth in Texas. She won here in 2016. She's at $21. And I think that also represents pretty good value for a girl that has such a good record on the track and as a previous winner. And as I said, she has had some pretty good finishes of late, twice fourth in recent starts. So those are some of the players that I'll be looking at. Aria Jitanagan and Lexi Thompson amongst the favourites, but certainly Carlotta Seganda, Suo and Se-young Kim, players worth keeping an eye on at slightly longer odds. Good luck with your betting this week. I'm sure we're all very excited about the prospect of the US Open and the spectacle of Shinnecock Hills. It's certainly one tournament that I'm looking forward to, and good luck if you're having a wager on either the US Open or the LPGA Tour's Meyer Classic. Signing off for this week, this is Bruce Young.